This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Chicago has issued a stay-at-home advisory and Detroit stopped in-person schooling on Thursday to staunch the coronavirus outbreak as more than a dozen states reported a doubling of new COVID-19 cases in the last 2 weeks. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Thursday issued a 30-day advisory calling upon residents to stay home and have no visitors, even during Thanksgiving festivities.
You must cancel the normal Thanksgiving plans, particularly if they include guests that do not live in your immediate household.
Officials in the Midwestern cities, along with New York, California, Iowa, and other states, are reimposing restrictions that had been eased in recent months. The moves were driven by surging infection rates and concern that the onset of winter will worsen the trends. The U.S. government has reached a deal with pharmacies nationwide to distribute free coronavirus vaccines once they're available to the public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The goal is to eventually make getting a COVID-19 vaccine like getting a flu shot. The agreement covers about 3 in 5 pharmacies in all 50 states and U.S. territories, from drug chains like Walgreens to Costco, Walmart, and other big box stores. The announcement comes as the nation sees its biggest virus surge yet, with cases rising in 49 states and deaths in 39. Officials anticipate one or more vaccines will be approved by year's end. The initial supply will go to priority groups like healthcare workers and first responders. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower on fears of another COVID-19 lockdown. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all finished lower. This is VOA News. A new report Thursday from Amnesty International said scores of civilians were killed in the Tigray region of Ethiopia earlier this week. Amnesty's director for East and Southern Africa said in a press release the organization had confirmed the massacre of a very large number of civilians who appear to have been day laborers, in no way involved in the ongoing military offensive. The report said the bodies were found November 9th in the southwestern part of the region. Amnesty said it had not confirmed who was responsible for the killings. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th, when Tigray, the northernmost of Ethiopia's 9 regional states, defiantly held a regional election after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed postponed the polls, citing the COVID-19 pandemic. Israeli and Egyptian officials say a helicopter belonging to an international peacekeeping force has crashed in the Sinai Peninsula, killing several Americans in what both sides say appeared to be an accident. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
The Israeli official says Americans were among the dead. The other victims were French and Czech. An Egyptian official said the UH-60 Black Hawk was on reconnaissance mission and crashed near the island of Tiran. Both sides said the crash appeared to be caused by a technical failure and there were no signs of the aircraft being attacked. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The UN Migration Agency said at least 74 migrants drowned after their Europe-bound ship capsized off the coast of Libya on Thursday, in the latest of a series of at least 8 shipwrecks in the central Mediterranean since last month. The boat was carrying more than 120 migrants, including women and children, when it capsized off the coast of the Libyan port of Al Hums. The International Organization for Migration said only 47 people were rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard and fishermen. So far, 31 bodies have been retrieved as the search for remaining victims continues. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 8 months. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 709,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week, a still high number, but the lowest figure since March. It's a sign the job market might be slowly healing, but that improvement will be put at risk by a resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases. As colder weather arrives, consumers may become more cautious about leaving their homes, and companies could start cutting jobs or reducing workers' hours. But so far, the spike in COVID cases has not triggered a wave of new layoffs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Music.